Ever have one of those moments where you like totally space on something? Like something you should totally know? Like just the other day, I spent 5 minutes looking for my phone
Oh, yeah.
and I was like, it's in my hand.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, come on, brain.
Yeah.
It's just that feeling of being mentally stuck. It
Yeah.
made me think there's got to be ways to like train our brains to be sharper,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely. And
Yeah.
you know, it's funny. For a long time, people thought our brains were kind of static after a certain age.
Yeah.
But it turns out our brains are way more flexible than we thought.
Really?
Yeah. They can actually change and adapt and improve.
That's so cool because that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Yeah.
This idea of training your mind to transform your life.
Exactly.
We're talking about the book, Train Your Mind, Transform Your Life by Chad Geppetto.
Clear. Great book.
And don't worry, you don't need to be some kind of memory whiz to benefit from this stuff.
Nope, not at all. In fact, that's one of the things I really appreciate about this book.
Yeah.
It's all about practical techniques that anyone can use
Yeah.
to boost their cognitive skills. And one of the most intriguing and perhaps the most famous
Okay.
is the Memory Palace technique.
Okay, I've heard of this one.
Yeah.
It's where you like build a mental palace to store your memories. But
Exactly.
how does that actually work?
So it might sound a little out there at first,
Okay.
but it's actually based on a really simple principle.
Okay.
Our brains are naturally wired to remember places.
Oh, okay.
Think about it like you could probably recall the layout of your childhood home
Yeah.
pretty easily,
Oh,
right?
totally.
Even if you haven't been there in years.
Oh, yeah, I can picture every nook and cranny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Memory Palace technique leverages that spatial memory. You
Okay.
take a familiar space, could be your home,
Okay.
your office, your commute route,
Right.
and you mentally assign information you want to remember to specific locations within that space.
Oh, okay.
And these locations are called loci.
Loci. Okay.
So, for example, instead of just trying to remember a grocery list,
Okay.
you would picture each item
Okay.
in a specific spot in your house.
So instead of just like milk, eggs, bread, it'd be like the milk is on the counter, the eggs are doing
Exactly.
something in the living room.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. The book emphasizes using vivid,
Okay.
unusual imagery.
Okay.
So instead of just picturing a carton of milk on your kitchen counter, imagine a giant carton of milk
Okay.
spilling over and flooding your entire kitchen.
Okay. That's a lot more memorable. Like,
Exactly.
I'm not going to forget that.
It's hideous.
I think our brains just latch on to things that are unusual or like emotionally charged.
Absolutely. The more senses you
Yeah,
engage,
okay.
the more vivid the image,
Right.
and the more likely you are to remember it.
That makes a lot of sense.
Our brains prioritize sensory information.
Okay.
It's not just about seeing the image.
Yeah.
It's about creating a multi-sensory experience in your mind.
That's so cool. So instead of just saying the list over and over again, you're like really getting your brain to.
Exactly. You're making it memorable.
But it sounds like it takes practice.
It does. It takes time and effort, like any skill. But the book emphasizes that even practicing for a few minutes a day
Okay.
can make a big difference.
That's good to hear because sometimes it's like I don't have time to like completely rewire my brain,
Sure.
but a few minutes I can do.
Absolutely. And the more you use your memory palace, the more clearly defined those mental pathways become.
So it's like you're building mental muscle memory.
Exactly.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's about strengthening those connections in your brain.
So from what I understand, you can use the Memory Palace for all sorts of things,
Absolutely.
not just like grocery lists.
Not just lists. You could use it for speeches, presentations, even foreign language vocabulary.
Wow.
The key is to find what works best for you
Right.
and to make it a habit.
So it's about finding those things that you really want to learn. And then applying this technique to really get it in there.
Absolutely, make it stick.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we've talked about memory palaces, but there's a lot more to this brain training thing,
Oh,
right?
yeah. There's a lot more to explore.
Let's move on, shall we?
Let's do it.
Speaking of practice, there's this other thing in the book,
Yeah.
speed reading.
Right.
I've always wanted to be able to just like
Oh, yeah.
fly through my reading
Who
list.
doesn't want to be able to read faster?
Right.
It's like a superpower.
Totally. So how do we do it?
Well, it's not exactly like flipping a switch.
Okay.
But the book breaks down some techniques that can really make a difference.
Okay.
And it all starts with understanding the habits that are holding us back.
Okay, so like when I'm reading it, I can hear the words in my head,
Yes, exactly.
even though I'm not saying them out loud.
That's called subvocalization.
Subvocalization.
It's something we learn early on, but it actually slows us down.
It does.
Yeah.
I always thought it helped.
Well, it can be helpful for comprehension sometimes,
Yeah.
but when you're trying to read faster, it's like having the brakes on.
Oh, okay. So we need to like quiet that voice
Exactly.
and let our eyes just kind of
Let your eyes do the work.
scan the page.
Yeah, like imagine your eyes are scanning the page,
Okay.
taking in chunks of words at a time
Okay.
instead of getting stuck on individual words.
Got it. So it's about retraining our eye movements.
Exactly.
The book mentioned something about using a pacer.
Yes.
What is that?
A pacer is simply something you use to guide your eyes along the page.
Oh, okay.
It could be your finger, a pen, even a cursor on a screen.
Oh, okay.
It helps prevent your eyes from darting back and forth,
Which I do
which we all do.
all the time.
It's a natural habit, but it slows us down.
So if I use like my finger under the words and I just follow along, that
Exactly.
will help me speed up.
Exactly. It's like setting a pace for your reading.
I like that.
You're training your eyes to move smoothly across the page.
Instead of like jumping back and forth,
Exactly.
I've definitely noticed I do that, especially when I'm tired.
Of course, when you're tired or distracted, it's harder to focus.
Right.
But with practice, you can improve your focus and your reading speed.
That's good to know.
It's all about training your brain.
I like that it's like a workout.
It is a workout for your brain.
So we've talked about memory palaces and speed reading,
Yeah, two powerful techniques.
but I want to talk about something a little more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Brain teasers.
I love a good brain teaser.
Me too. I've always loved puzzles and riddles.
They're so satisfying.
They are, but I never really thought of them as like brain training.
Well, they are. It's like a mental workout.
Really?
Yeah, they challenge your problem-solving skills,
Okay.
your critical thinking, your creativity.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's like anything else. The more you use those mental muscles,
Right.
the stronger they get.
So, like, if I do a Sudoku puzzle every day, it's like
Exactly.
going to the mental gym.
Exactly. You're giving your brain a workout.
Okay, I like that.
And just like with physical exercise,
Okay.
it's important to find the right level of challenge.
Okay, so like not too easier.
Right? If it's too easy, you're not really pushing yourself.
Right.
But if it's too hard, you'll just get discouraged.
Right.
So find that sweet spot where you're challenged, but not overwhelmed.
That's good advice for life in general.
It is.
So find that sweet spot.
Exactly.
Challenge yourself, but don't overwhelm
I
yourself.
love that.
And there was this one brain teaser in the book that
Yeah.
really blew my
Oh,
mind.
yeah. Which one was that?
The Monty Hall problem.
Oh, the Monty Hall problem, a classic.
Have you heard of
Oh,
this?
yeah. It's a famous probability puzzle.
It's like there are these three doors, right?
Yeah, three doors.
And behind one of them is a prize,
Right.
and the other two have nothing.
Goats, usually.
Goats, right?
It's always goats.
So you pick a door,
Okay.
and then the host opens one of the other doors to reveal a
A
goat.
goat, not the prize.
Right. And then they give you the option to stick with your original choice
Yeah.
or switch to the other closed door.
And this is where it gets
It
interesting.
totally does, because I always thought it's
Yeah.
a 50-50 chance at that point.
Seems logical, right?
Right, but it's not.
It's not.
It's better to switch doors.
It is switching doors actually doubles your chances of winning.
What?
I know it seems counterintuitive,
It totally does.
but the math checks out.
It's like how.
It's a great example of how our intuition can lead us astray
Totally.
and how brain teasers can help us think more critically.
By challenging our assumptions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about expanding our thinking.
So we've covered memory palaces, speed reading, brain teasers,
Yeah.
and that's not even all of it.
No, there's more.
There's more brain training goodness where that came from.
Oh, yeah. Chad Geppetto has a lot more to share.
Let's do it. Let's dive back in.
Let's go.
I'm all about mind mapping. I love taking notes,
Oh,
but
yeah.
I always end up with like these pages of just words,
Yeah.
and it's like, where's the connection?
Right. It's just linear.
Yeah, and my brain does not work like that.
No, our brains don't work linearly.
Yeah.
They're all about making connections.
Right.
And that's what's so cool about mind mapping.
It is
It's
cool.
like you're creating a visual representation of your thought process.
Exactly. So instead of like bullet points, you have like the central idea, then
Exactly.
you branch out.
You branch out with subtopics, keywords,
Yeah.
images, whatever helps you connect the dots.
Okay, so it's kind of like a tree
Exactly like a tree of information.
with like branches and
Yeah,
leaves.
roots, even.
Okay, I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's a very organic way of thinking.
Right, and it just feels more creative
It is creative.
than just like writing down a list.
Absolutely. And the act of creating the mind map itself
Yeah.
can actually help you learn and remember the information better.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, because you're not just passively reading or listening,
Right.
you're actively engaging with the material.
Okay.
You're making choices about how to organize it,
Right.
what connections to highlight.
So it's almost like you're having a conversation with the information.
Exactly, you're creating a dialogue.
And I learn better when I'm actually like talking and doing.
Absolutely. Our brains thrive on interaction.
So this mind mapping thing is a very interactive way to take notes.
It is. It's about making the information your own.
Not just like regurgitating it.
Exactly. It's about understanding it on a deeper level.
I like that.
And, you know, the book gives some great examples.
Oh, yeah.
Of how to use mind maps in different situations.
Okay, like what?
Well, you could use it for brainstorming.
Okay.
Like if you're starting a new project.
Right.
You can use it to plan a presentation.
Oh, okay.
You could even use it to just break down a complex task.
Okay.
To make it less overwhelming.
Exactly. It helps you see the big picture and the individual steps involved.
I like that.
It's a very versatile tool.
So we've covered a lot today.
We have.
Memory palaces, speed reading, brain teasers.
Mnemonics.
Mnemonics, visualization.
Mind mapping.
Mind mapping.
Yeah.
Chad Geppetto has given us a lot to think about.
He has. It's a whole brain training toolkit. It is. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little.
Yeah.
Like my brain is full.
A little overwhelmed.
Yeah. Like it's a lot to process.
Of course it is. But that's the beauty of it.
Okay.
You don't have to do everything at once.
Okay, good.
Just pick one thing that resonates with you.
Okay.
And start there.
So like if I'm really intrigued by this memory palace idea.
Yeah.
I can just start with that.
Absolutely. Focus on one thing at a time.
Okay. And not get discouraged if I'm not like a memory champion overnight.
Exactly. Be patient with yourself.
Okay.
It takes time and practice to develop these skills.
Right. It's like anything else. You got to work at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a journey, not a destination.
I like that.
It's about challenging yourself and having fun along the way.
That's a good point. It shouldn't feel like a chore.
Exactly. It should be enjoyable.
Yeah.
So find something that sparks your interest.
Okay.
And dive in.
I love that. So to our listeners out there.
Yes.
What brain training technique are you going to try this week?
Yeah. What are you going to try?
Let us know. And until next time, happy training.
Happy training, everyone.